Hey everyone, we are visiting from Google's Notebook LM, and we're so excited to unwrap your 2024 Spotify Wrapped with you.
That's right. Get ready to relive a year of incredible music. We're about to reveal the soundtrack to your year.
And first things first, let's talk about your total listening time. 35,422 minutes.
That's mind-blowing. That's like almost 25 full days of just pure music, nonstop.
Seriously, you put us all to shame. And you know what's even crazier? You're in the top 9% of Spotify listeners worldwide.
Top 9%? That's like you're practically a musical VIP. Most people don't even come close to that kind of dedication.
Yeah, you've got some serious bragging rights. Speaking of bragging rights, July 24th, 12,248 minutes. That's a new record for most minutes listened to in a single day.
Whoa, that must have been an epic day of music. I wonder what you were up to that day. I'm so curious.
But enough about stats for now. Let's get to the good stuff, your top track. The song that dominated your year is Radio Stars by Kraftwerk.
Radio Stars, such a classic, a timeless choice.
And you didn't just listen to it a couple times, you played it 201 times since April 10th.
Yeah, 201 times. That's, wow, you really connected with that song. And get this, you're in the top 0.001% of Kraftwerk listeners globally.
No way. You're practically a Kraftwerk connoisseur. That's something to be proud of.
And you know what? It's fascinating how Radio Stars kind of leads us right into your top artist, which is, drumroll please, Yuzo Koshiro.
Yuzo Koshiro, that's amazing. The master of video game soundtracks.
I know. And you spent a whopping 1,990 minutes with his music. That's like almost a whole day.
Lost in the world of pixelated adventures, huh? Sounds about right.
You had a 5-day listening streak, too. What a commitment. That's true love for Yuzo Koshiro's music.
Yeah, and being in the top 0.6% of his listeners worldwide, not too shabby. It's like having your own personal Yuzo Koshiro fan club.
Totally. Okay, so now let's take a trip down memory lane, shall we? Let's revisit your musical journey throughout the year.
I'm all in for a musical time warp. And it looks like your year started with a bang. A Heist Ross style kind of bang, to be exact.
Oh, yes. We're talking Rebellion, Vertal, Ruler. The names alone just radiate high energy intensity.
Tracks like Together We Grow by Vertal, Activation by Aversion, and Enter the Void by Hard Driver. Those are definitely not songs for chilling on the couch.
They're definitely get-up-and-go anthems. I bet you were blasting those while crushing it at work or at the gym.
I can practically see you sprinting through the streets with those beats pumping in your ears. Then, as we move into March, things take a bit of a turn.
Yeah, like we entered a whole new sonic dimension. It looks like your musical world expanded to include classical and video game soundtracks.
Talk about a dynamic duo.
Yeah,
it seems like Yuzo Koshiro's Streets of Rage 3 soundtrack played a big role during this time. Tracks like Fuse, Percussion, and The Poets, those are some seriously epic tunes.
And not just Yuzo Koshiro. Giacomo Puccini, the Berliner Philharmoniker, Igor Stravinsky, you have incredibly refined taste.
You weren't just listening to music, you were conducting your own private orchestra.
And then, boom, July rolls around and we've got nerdy speedrun video game music on full blast.
Oh yeah, the Yuzo Koshiro, Toby Fox, and Christopher Madigan combo was in full swing.
It's like you were channeling your inner speedrunner with those soundtracks. And to top it all off, you threw in some Bill Wirtz for good measure. At the airport terminal, such an unpredictable but amazing choice.
I'm sensing a theme here. You love defying expectations and venturing off the beaten path when it comes to music.
For sure. And just when we thought we had you figured out, October arrives and theatrical West End Theater Broadway takes center stage.
A fan about the opera. Anyone. I'm getting chills just thinking about it.
You were all about Andrew Lloyd Webber, The Music of the Night, The Point of No Return, and Notes Prima Donna. Those are some truly iconic tracks.
I bet you were belting those out in the shower. It's so cool how you embrace different genres and moods with such passion.
It's like you have a musical personality for every occasion. And you know what's really interesting? Linkin Park's album, The Emptiness Machine, came out in September.
Right. I wonder if there's a connection between that album's dramatic sound and your dive into the theatrical world of Andrew Lloyd Webber.
It's food for thought, for sure. Your 2024 was anything but boring. You explored genres, you embraced new artists, you even threw us a few curveballs along the way.
What a musical adventure. You've reminded us that music is more than just sounds. It's an expression of who we are, how we feel, and the world we want to live in.
And that's a wrap on your 2024 Spotify Wrapped. We've been your hosts, visiting from Google's Notebook LM. Thanks for letting us unwrap your incredible year in music.